Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story, especially because it was written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe's mother, Alei Shalom, Rebbetzin Chana. And her son was, of course, the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And this is a story that she wrote in her diary about the Rebbe when he was a small boy. Looks like he was about 9 years old. Not so small, but about 9 years old. The Rebbetzin writes, in 1911, my son accompanied me, meaning the Rebbe, as a small child, Menachem Mendel, to a health clinic in Bataklava, which is in Crimea. There was a cave that led to the sea. The narrow stream of water flowed between the two walls of the cave and rolled into the sea. The place where the stream and the sea met was very dangerous. Even experienced swimmers were very careful over there. One time I was at the shore, where we gathered to spend time. I heard that a boy was drowning and went to see what was happening. I heard from others and saw for myself that a small child had rowed out in a single-person boat with one oar, a kayak. As I said before, the place where the stream and the sea met was a very dangerous place. The boat began to sink with a child inside. When my son noticed this, meaning the Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, 9 years old, he swam out to the boat, climbed inside, and took the oar from the exhausted boy who was now barely conscious. Taking control, he steered it out of the danger zone and brought it to the shore, saving the passenger. But after this difficult, I would say extraordinary rescue, my son was physically and emotionally strained. With no warning or forethought, he had to create a strategy to determine which direction he could safely steer to a less dangerous area. My son therefore became very weak, and he himself began to struggle from drowning very close to the bank, very close to the shore. When I saw him finally later on, he was exhausted and pale, and his clothes were drenched. But Baruch Hashem, he was safe, and he had saved the little boy. And the Rebbetzin then ends off this entry in the diary, "Thank God we had brought him to the shore that day." That is, even though, of course, he almost drowned himself, but she says, Baruch Hashem, because he was able to save another child. Now, for most of us, our ordinary days are not days in which we save somebody physically, although it can happen. Of course, we know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where it's very, very dangerous now and there's a war going on, it is very possible to save somebody physically. It can happen. It's unfortunate that we are in those dangers, but every day there are people whose lives are saved. But for many of us who don't live in the war zone, we don't usually have the opportunity to save somebody physically, but we may very well have the opportunity to save somebody spiritually. As a matter of fact, the person who this class is dedicated to, Alei Shalom, may his soul rest in peace, certainly saved many, many people spiritually as a shliach in Manalapan, New Jersey, teaching people Torah, teaching many people who didn't have much background in Yiddishkeit, teaching them Torah. In fact, he and his, Chibad L'Chaim, his wife, may she live for good and long years, actually adopted two children from their community. They had lost their mother many years ago, and then about a year ago, they lost their father. So now they were orphans. Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to provide a Jewish home for them? A home of Torah and mitzvahs. So they did. That is the shliach, Levi Yitzchak, and Lehibad L'Chaim, may his wife live good and long years. His wife, Chana, did exactly that and adopted them. But every time that we teach somebody Torah, especially somebody who doesn't know very much Torah, this could be saving their life, spiritually and even physically. Because when we go in the way of Torah mitzvahs, it makes us more protected, and it could actually lead to saving our lives physically. But even in the short term, that a person is learning Torah and therefore improving their life on a day-to-day basis, that's certainly saving or at least improving and strengthening their spiritual life. So every time that we have an opportunity to teach another Jew something in Torah mitzvahs, it's very important to try to grab that opportunity. Help another Jew become stronger in their Torah mitzvahs. And there's no question, the Torah guarantees us that we will become stronger in our Torah mitzvahs as well. Every single person can help to bring Mashiach quicker. And everyone has their part to play. We all have to help in this mission. All of us are needed. Our own learning of Torah and doing a mitzvah, and as well from Avos Yisrael, from love of a fellow Jew, to help another Jew become stronger in Torah mitzvahs, this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.